The topic of jinn. Now, is messenger and prophet have something happened to them with shayateen and jinn? Yes. Let's go to some of what has been reported about to some of the messenger and prophet. For example, Nuh alayhi salam. You remember Nuh alayhi salam when he went to the boat with some animal and some bird and some whatever of the believer? Okay. At this time in the boat he saw an old man and he did not know him. He said, who you are? How you came here? He said, I came in here to enter to the heart of those who are with you. He said, get out the enemy of Allah. He said, I will tell you about five things. These five things, I destroy mankind with it. But I will give you three, and I will not give you another two. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Nuh alayhi salam, he said, I do not need the three. Give me the two. And he said to him, Al-Hasad wal-Hirs. Envy and believe I'm going to live for so long. By this way, one of the two things Shaitan destroy us with in this life, envy and believe you're living for a long time. Because believing living your own time, you always want to accumulate. You always want to accumulate. You always want gain. You always want hold. And what he said? فَبِالْحَسَدْ with envy, Allah cursing me. And I became a devil. And وَبِالْحِرْسِ and with a want accumulate and stays in my status and gain, I let your father out of paradise, Adam alayhi salam. When I make him believe, he will be forever in Jannah. You understand? Also, he came and he showed up to Musa alayhi salam. And when he see him, he said, O Musa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose you. And he talked to you. And he elevate you. Alaykum as-salam. And I commit a sin. I need to be repent. Can you intercede in my behalf with Allah? He called Allah. He said, tell him to repent. And Musa alayhi salam, he tell him, O devil, repent. He said, how? He said, go to the grave of Adam and prostrate. He went very angry. And he started running. And he said, I did not prostrate to him living. You want me to prostrate to him dead? But, O Musa, because you tried with me, I will give you something. Remember me in three situations. And otherwise, you will be destroyed. Remember me when you get anger. Because my inspiration will be inside your heart. and my eye in your eye, and I run inside of you the ways of blood go. And let me stop in here for a moment. This wise he said, if you get anger, don't look to nobody in the eye. Remember me. Because the moment you look to somebody in the eye, wonder what happened. Why you look at me like that? What do you mean? You mean something. Why you look at me like this? And you find the person in a state of anger, anything bubble him up. Especially two. The eye, number one, and the tongue. By this way, if somebody angry, don't talk. Help him and help yourself. Don't talk. And make dhikr. And he said, remember me if you escape from the battlefield. Because I coming in a time of that, and I remind him with his wife and kids and what he has, until I make him run away. And I ask you not to sit with any woman alone, because I am the messenger of her to you. I will make you sit with her until you do something. And one time, Musa alayhi salam, he was sitting, when again the devil Iblis came, and he has like a coat or a cap, very colorful. And he took it out, cape, and he took it out and put it aside. He said, what is that? And who you are? He said, I'm the devil, Iblis. He said, no salam for you. He said, what make you come here? He said, I came to give you salam. He said, I do not want you to give me salam. He said, what I saw and you have wearing? He said, this cover is what I take and I steal the heart of mankind with it. And he said, what you do? He said, I will keep bubble his heart until he love it. And once he love it and he like it, I will make him do anything until he receive it. And this why I will let him have commit any sins. And I ask you of three things. I advise you of three things. Do not be with a woman alone. And otherwise, I am your messenger. I will keep doing it until you be lost. And do not give commitment until you fill it. Because I will be with you until you break your commitment. And do not delay sending money outside. Meaning when you want to spend to Allah, do not delay it. Because I will keep you scared until you will not do it. Meaning, if you try to make charity or try to spend any money for Allah, no. You forget. You have this to do, you have this to do. What about the shoes? What about the socks? What about this? What about your hair? What about your nail? What about this? What about that? What about the music? What about? And he will keep reminding you with every stupid things you love until you have no money. Why are you spending? You nuts? Leave it for the future. Save it. You didn't know. By this way, he will keep whispering to you to make you sure you will not spend it. Now he show up to Yahya alayhi salam, John. And he said to him again, who you are? He said, I'm the devil. He said, what do you want? He said, I'm coming to give you advice. He said, give me advice? You give advice to yourself. He said, please listen to me. Maybe you benefit. He said, okay, go ahead. What is it? He said, people with me, three kind. He said, go ahead. He said, one of them, it's very easy. We will trap him, we'll make him be drowned in sins. And this one, he give us hard time. He said, why? He said, after he commit all the sins, he start crying to Allah. Allah forgive him. And he keep poor to Allah and try to be close to Allah until he die. And this he give us hard time. He said, what about the another one? And he said, another one like you. We cannot come near them. They completely protected by Allah. And the third kind is like a ball. We do with them whatever we want. These are the ones you do not obey Allah and do not do dhikr. Whatever what we tell them to do, they will do. He said, Yahya alayhi salam to him, is any way you did something against me? He said, yes. He said, what is it? He said, one day you was eating and I let you keep eating until you fill your stomach. And he said, what happened? And he said, you slept and you cannot get up and you lost all your prayer. Yahya alayhi salam, he said, you did it. I swear by Allah, I will never fill my stomach anymore. And also, he show up to him again with all kind of things running from him. He said, what is it? He said, this all kind of desire. I keep send it to people. And this almost like a net. Once he hold tight in one of these desire, I get them. And in the end, he said, I will not do that anymore. And Iblis, he said, and I will not advise any Muslim anymore. Now also, Zakariya alayhi salam, he showed to him is Iblis. And he asked him this time, O Iblis, O the devil, who's the most beloved one to you? And who's the most hated man or mankind to you? He said, the most beloved man to me, the stingy. And the worst man I hate most, the sinner, generous. He said, I do not understand. He said, the believer is stingy, the good, pious person is stingy, I love him more. And the worst one I hate most is the fasiq, the sinner, generous. He said, how? He said, because the believer, the stingy one, his stingy will destroy him. By this way, I love him. He already destroyed himself. I do not need to worry about it. As soon or later, his stingy will destroy him. But the one who sins, he scares me most. Because his generosity, Allah will look at it, and as soon or later, Allah will accept him. And this, we cannot do nothing to him. And this tells us how much stingy is so dangerous, and how much generosity is so good. Remember. Now, he also show up to Ayyub alayhi salam. You remember? And Shaitan went to Allah. And he said, O Rabbi, give me the ability over Ayyub alayhi salam. And he went. And he went with all his army against Ayyub alayhi salam. And he tells them, show me your power. And he sent a group, one to his farm, one to his cows and sheep, and one to his family. And one at a time, he lost all his what he have. And after that, he went to his family, and the whole house collapsed, and the whole kids died. And after that, he went to him, and he put certain kind of fire underneath him. We're talking about unseen fire. It make him sick all over. And after that, he went to him in the shape of a boy. And he said, oh, Ayyub, your Lord, Allah, he make all your kids be in a house, and he sent a wind, destroys the house, and all your kids died. And all their blood and body was twisted between the food. And he said, where you been at this time? He said, I was with him. And he said, if you are with him, how come you are with me? You was a devil. Ayyub alayhi salam, I know it. He said, today I am the way the day my mother gave me birth. Oh, I'm sorry. Ayyub alayhi salam, he said, today I am the day my mother gave me birth. Meaning he have nothing. And he get up, and he shaved, and he start praying. At this time, Iblis get very upset. And he scream. All the earth and the sky heard his scream. Oh Allah, you protecting me, you protecting him from me. I do not able to get him. Give me the ability to destroy his body. He said, I will give you that, but I will not allow you to reach his heart. And we know until he make dua to Allah after many years. Some reports said 7, some reports said 17, some reports said 18. Also he came to Isa alayhi salam. And what he said? He said, I heard you are greater than Allah. He said, no, the greater is Allah, the one who enabled me and give me the ability to do what I'm doing. And again he keep repeating, and you the one, you're bringing life after death. He said, Allah. After that, he tell him, you are the only Lord in this earth. And no Lord except you in the earth and the sky. At this time, Jibreel alayhi salam came and boom, and he hit him. According to what I said, all this Israeliyat, meaning story from Bani Israel. But this is the one belong to Quran and Sunnah, meaning it has nothing against Quran and Sunnah. And also shaitan came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when he came to him, he said, A'udhu billahi minka. O Allah, I ask you to protect me from the devil. I curse you by the curse of Allah. And he went and he put his hand like this, like he hold something. And everybody said, oh Rasulullah, we heard you said something in prayer. What you said and why you did it? He said, The enemy of Allah, Iblis, came to me with a torch of fire and tried to put it in my face. And I asked Allah to protect me from it 3 times until he went down. And he said, if I do not respect the dua and prayer of Sulaiman, is Allah to give me a kingdom nobody has before me and after me, I will hold him and I will make him tight in a masjid to the kids and play with him all day. But I did not do it because the respect of Sulaiman alayhi salam. And also in many ahadith, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he choke him and he feel his cold saliva in his own hand. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they came down and they tried to really hurt the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jibreel alayhi salam came down and he said, ya Muhammad, قل, say, قل أعوذ بكلمات الله التامة من شر ما خلق وبرأ ومن شر ما ينزل من السماء ومن شر ما يعرج فيها ومن شر فتن الليل والنهار ومن شر كل طارق إلا طارقا يطرق بخير يا رحمن. قال فطفئت نارهم وهزمهم الله تبارك وتعالى. At this time he was collecting a lot of fire, tried to burn the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Jibreel عليه السلام, he came and he just teach him this dua. Once he said it, Allah burned them and they left. Now, what is the relationship between mankind and shaitan? We know, we talk about it in the time of Adam. Who's shaitan? He was a jinn, disobey Allah, and because he disobeyed Allah and he became envy, you remember? And jealous of Adam, wonder what happened to him? He disobeyed Allah. And the mother of his problem was envy and jealousy. Now, when he did this, he asked Allah to give him the ability and the power to deceive mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tell him, go ahead. But you will not deceive except those who obey you. Whoever is slave to me and obey me, you have no power and no sultan and no anything over them. By this way, he has a goal. His goal, the one he promised Allah with, to deceive all mankind. And he's working very hard to fulfill his goal between him and Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent us messenger and prophet to protect us from our weakness and the enemy of Allah, which is shaitan. By this way, you can consider Quran and the message and the messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is like the doctor and prescription. You follow the prescription, the more you follow it, the more you will be cured and saved. The more you deny it, the more you will be sick and be in destroy and astray. You see? And he promised Allah, لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ, I will decorate everything in earth. Everything in earth is decorated, but it's not true. It's not true. How you know it's not true? Very simple. You are young, you become old. You used to be pretty, you lose your pretty. You used to be strong, you lose your strength. You used to own, you will be poor. You live, you die. You used to be well, you will be sick. Nothing is there forever. Either the decoration is not true. Now, and shaitan has many levels of trying to beat us up. One of the first thing is when he coming, when the baby delivered and he hit him. You remember when we talk about it? In the time of Isa alayhi salam, he hit him with his finger in his belly. Unless we, as a Muslim, we protect our children from the time we get married. How? By choosing the right marriage, the right man or the right female, according to her piety, not according to her beauty or money. And also, to be in a state of wudu. And when we have any intimacy, we make sure we try to follow the sunnah by trying to cover up the maximum we can, to give salam to each other, to make wudu before we do anything, and to make wudu or ghusl as soon as possible. And many again about this topic, I'm not going to go through it now. But anyway, if we do that, and otherwise the baby will be in calamity. Except, like we said, Isa alayhi salam and his mother Maryam. And also because this enemy between us and Shaitan, he causing the first pillar of his goal. What is it? Tashkik. Tashkik meaning to have doubt. Is this true? It looks like fairy tale to me. You see? By this way, he always give you doubt. Doubt about the Creator. Doubt about the creation. Doubt about what's going on. Doubt about what you're hearing. Doubt about what you study. Now, if he cannot get you by doubt, he will get you by what? Desire. He make you drown in your own desire, one way or another. Some people today think, I'm not committing sins. I'm not doing adultery. I'm not drinking alcohol. But he make you possessed with TV, possessed with certain program, possessed with music, possessed with your own self, possessed with clothing, possessed with... By this way, he will make you. He will make you like a toy in any time. A toy is a toy. Some people possessed with a car, possessed with a wife, possessed with a job, possessed with a child. We're going to talk about it later on. And also Rasulullah SAW, he said, when you go to sleep, Shaitan will make three knots in behind your neck. And he said, go to sleep, have a long sleep. Don't get up. And if you are awake up and remember Allah, one is gone. If you make wudu, another one is gone. And if you make salah, the third one is gone. And otherwise, you will get up very weak and very, what do you call it when you're not active? Lazy. Okay? And what all this about? To make you sure you lose your salah, or you lose your time, or you're losing obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, how you protect yourself by that is before you go to sleep, you make wudu. Before you go to sleep, make sure you do witr. Before you go to sleep, try also to ask Allah to forgive all those who make mischief against you. To get your hand together and قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ 3 times, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقْ 3 times, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ 3 times, and three times, and you cover yourself like this, front and back. To read the last two verse from Surah Al-Baqarah. If you do not memorize them, Ayat Al-Kursi. If you do not memorize them, Surah Al-Fatiha. If you do not memorize them, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. The main thing is to go to sleep with a state of dhikr and Quran. And also as your head toward Qibla, or in the right hand side of Qibla. And when you go to sleep, you start with the right hand side, and you put your hand underneath your head, and you ask Allah to protect you. Or you make tasbih 33 times, alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 33 times. Or you said la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah lahul mulk wa lahul hamd yuhyi wa yumit wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir 100 times or 10 times. All this, what you do is you start learning one by one and build the habit to follow it. Or you say bismillah wada'ta jambi allahumma ighfir li dhanbi wa akhsa shaytani وفك رهاني واجعلني في الندى الأعلى. And also you have to have the intention to get up at night and make salah. May Allah forgive me, sometime I forget or sometime in a state of weakness. May Allah forgive me for that. But inshallah, you try to make salah qiyamul layl. Always try, or at least set the intention. And also is, he will make your sleeping miserable. By this way you said, oh, I do not sleep enough. By this way, sometimes he make you see dreams. And this dream is very upsetness. And you get up and said, what happened? Also, he tried to come up to you and make you yearn, what do you call it? Yearn. And what happened is the sunnah is to close your mouth and not try to complete it. And you said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. And otherwise, he smiled at us when we do that. Also, Rasulullah he explained to us, where is the shaitan asleep? He sleep inside almost the beginning of your nose. By this way, when you get up, one of the main thing is to, you know, to put water inside your nose and you really clean it. Because Rasulullah he said, is if you sleep, the shaitan is asleep at this area, in the beginning of your nose inside. And also one of the things, he coming to destroy us by causing envy or jealousy or anything. Now, if I have whisper, but I'm not doing it, what this meaning? Meaning I think about dirty thing, very bad thing. It's not me, but it's sometimes coming to me. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, if you just have this dirty thought only, it's called waswasa, whispering from shaitan. He said, this is iman. He said, meaning you have iman. And a people again came to them and said, Ya Rasulullah, sometime we hear thing or we think about thing, we feel guilty even to repeat it. He said, do you do it? They said, no, we do not do it. We really scare from it. He said, this is a real pure iman. When you think about something dirty, bad, and you said, astaghfirullah al-azim, oh Allah protect me, I do not want, you understand me? Because what happened is, when you're really in a journey of iman, wonder what he do. He tried to come to you. He tried to whisper you in every topic, in every whatever.
To turn you away.
Now, how he come? You have to have love of dunya. You have to love material. And otherwise, he will not come to you. The more you love material, the more you are in trouble. And also is, he come to you in different way. Forgotten. He make you forget things. If he make you forget things, try to say, Bismillah, ma sha Allah. And do not say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to plan 5 years, I'm going to do this, I'm going to marry a tall guy, I'm going to marry a fat guy, You see, Sometimes we keep putting a list of what we want and what we don't. It's all from shaitan. Who tell you what's going on? I know people keep giving, putting lists, and they never reach one. Why? Because it's all from shaitan. Because if you're really a believer and you love Allah, you said, oh Allah, whatever you've written for me, make it easy for me and make me love what you want from me, Allah. And I'm satisfied. He's tall, short, big, fat, short, whatever. You know, this is not the topic. The topic is to be in a state of contentment with Allah. I find all the people who have a list, male or female, never get married, never accomplish what they want. Oh, I'm going to buy this house in Florida, and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do... And they keep doing it until they die, and they never get it. Or they have all kind of problem. I tell you before, I know a man, 18 years looking for a wife, 18 years, imagine. He was really handsome young man. By the time, last time I met him, he's really, you know, in the early 40. Because when I met him, he was in the mid 20. After 18 years, he's still looking. And every time, he went many country, many places. She's too beauty. She's too pretty. She's young. She's 2 years old. She's having too much education. Not too much education. She wants this. I'm not sure about that. All kind of question and answer, he make life so miserable. Do you know why? Shaitan. Make it easy for yourself. Surrender to Allah. Let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take care about you. Because you can make yourself poor by yourself. Very important. Don't ever make a list. What else? Make enemy. They love to make enemy between each other. He said it, she did it. And you keep talking about it until the whole family on fire. Where it coming from? You was part of it. Even Rasulullah, he said, if you carry a knife, don't wave it to somebody and don't even give it to somebody in the front. Hold it upside down and give it a nice way. You never know what shaitan will do. Maybe one day you get upset, boom. You know, this is what the work of shaitan is about. And we said where shaitan is in the son of Adam, inside his blood. He's not going away. He will not die until the day of judgment, and he doesn't go to sleep. You sleep, he doesn't. You see, by this way, he's working full time, 24 hours, 7 days a week. If you think you forget shaitan, he does not forget you. This is why we have to be in a state of dhikr. Now, how we fight shaitan? Strengthening your iman, building your faith, will waking your own shaitan. This is why Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah tell him, Ya Umar, you do not walk in a road except, or at this time, the shaitan will leave this road and go to another road. Just by Umar. Look what kind of iman Umar get to the point shaitan is running away from him. How many people shaitan running away from them? Also, music. Because music, the Prophet ﷺ said, is mazamir al-shaytan. It is the tools and the flute of the devil bringing people to him. And also dog or a ring. A lot of Muslims today, I find out from the state of ignorance, you find in the door, they do exactly like Jewish. They have ringing things hanging. What's that? What? Chimes. Is ring. Is bells.
Yeah, so you push the door.
Yes. This stuff actually is coming from Jewish descended. It's coming from people who do sihr. Because this is bringing shayateen. All this ringing noise and billing noise is from shayateen. This is why you find the Buddhism, the people who follow Buddhist, you find the bell. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, behind every ring or a bell is a shaitan. By this way, we have to get away. And also, always cover your food. Do not eat from food uncovered overnight. Do not drink from water uncovered overnight. Unless you say Bismillah and you cover it with a branch of wood or with even a siwak or something. You know? Like this. Once you said Bismillah and you do like this, shaitan will not do anything. If you just let it like that, no. Or with a piece of paper or a napkin or something. And you said Bismillah and cover it. Food or drink or anything. And also, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, when you eat, do not drop food. And if you drop, take it, pick it up, and don't leave it to shaitan. And otherwise, you make yourself eating with shaitan, and you're eating with the right hand, and you said, Bismillah. All this, if you follow that, you will be protected. Also, the market, the malls, is a place of shayateen. And the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, he said, if you enter the market, do not be the first and do not be the last. Because it is the battlefield of shayateen. And there, he is stated, and be ready for you. The worst place on earth is market. If you have to go to the market, do whatever you have to go and run away. Now after that we go to the entrance of the heart. Now, we're not going to go too deep about it because we already talked about it in different topic. But let's go to it little bit by little bit. How the shaitan enter? Shaitan enter by whisper. And he enter again by the heart. We talk about the first stage of that. You remember? First whisper. If you keep thinking about whispering, he take you to state of thinking. If you keep thinking, he give you the state of liking and love it. And if you love something and desire it, he's done. He's just the first one is the final one. He will make you do it. By this way, if you want attack his own whisper, stop it. Don't even repeat it. Don't think about it. Don't talk about it. Anytime you repeat something, you are in trouble. Unless it belongs to Allah. Now also he come to you by many stages. One of them is kufr. If he cannot do it, disbelieve, shirk, partner with Allah in many ways. If he can do it, bid'ah, innovation, by any way. If he cannot do it, he put you in a state of sins, the major sins. If he cannot do it, he make you are going after the small sins. And he said, it's tiny. No, don't worry about it. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, be worried about the small sins. If he cannot do it, he make you going with the easy things. And is not forbidden, but he make you lose your time. And if it's not, he make you busy with nothing. Until you really believe in Allah, and know your time is so precious. Now, one of the ways also shaitan will coming toward you, number one, by tazeen al-batil, decorating the wrong. Always put the wrong in a beautiful state. By this way, make you keep following. Two, is he make you love the things is forbidden and give it different name and different title. Exactly like what he did to Adam. He said, can I show you the tree for infinity? It lead you to the kingdom of infinity. He called it the tree of infinity and the tree of sins. Like you find people who drink alcohol is just spirit. Spiritus. Spirit shop. You see? Anyway, everything I said is a topic by itself. We can go through it, but I'm just a reminder. And also is calling the things with a state of obedience to a bad things. It's too much. It's too heavy. I have no patience for it. I'm not ready now. Maybe later. It's only for old people. I do not reach this level yet. You know? They're getting too much. Too much is too much. If it didn't work, he entered to the person from the beloved things to him. If he love eating, if he love female, if he love male, if you know, whatever you love, he will try to penetrate from the love area. Unless you love Allah only is different topic. And also he always take you step by step. Always step by step. And also is, without knowledge, nothing with this can be done. And also he stop you from any good deed. And he will help by make you working for him. Because shayateen is not only jinn. Shayateen, jinn and mankind. Anyone deceive you from the path of Allah, he is what? Huh? Shaitan. Anyone talk about dunya and make you busy about dunya is shaitan. Anyone gossip and backbiting about somebody is shaitan. Anyone make you lose your time is shaitan. In any given time, either I am shaitan or I'm working for Allah. Any given time. Now, what is the entrance of shaitan? I'm going to go through it quick because you guys are tired today. The entrance of shaitan is, number one, ignorant. Can you see it? Number one, ignorant. Because with ignorant, he can possess you without you know anything. You do not know what is right, what is wrong. He can label anything. You do not know. You become a very easy toy. Number two, al-ghadab, anger. Three, love of dunya. Four, long distance of hope. You're hoping for a long time. Five, be want accumulate, want hold in material status. And this will lead you to number six, al-bukhl, stingy. Lead you to kibr, arrogant. And arrogant all kind of style. And it lead you to number eight, the love of praising. And this leads you to number nine, arriya, love to show off. and you want to get rewarded. After that, you love yourself. Number 10. 11, al-jaza' wal-hala. You fear very fast, and you get upset very fast. And the things against that is patience. Number 12, ittiba' al-hawa. Follow your desire instead of follow Quran and Sunnah. So is zan, meaning you have bad or negative thought about other, which is a major sin also. Putting Muslim down and you're always up. Feel down about your sins, meaning you do, it's just a small sin, it's not a big sin. And believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not plot and plan against you, makrullah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, nobody have security from Allah except this the loser. Because Allah will test us. Or, al-qunut min rahmatillah. Or, we feel despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this is the mean, which is 17, I said them now. This is the mean ways of destroying a person. Now, how we can protect ourselves from that? The protection and the surrounding castle can protect us from all that. It go. Number one, ikhlas, sincerity. And sincerity has many levels. Number two, be in a gathering with a group, meaning good people. Number four, salah, in congregation the maximum you can. Fifth, to follow Quran and Sunnah. Sixth, to ask Allah to protect you from shaitan. Seven, to obey Allah the maximum you can. Eight, to always ask Allah to protect you from shaitan, day and night, in every aspect. When you go to bathroom, when you're coming out of the bathroom, before you go salah, before after salah, when you get anger, when you hear the dog, when you hear the donkey. Protect the family, protect the wife, protect the kids, protect the house, protect your money. Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayat Al-Kursi, the last 10 verses from Surah Al-Baqarah. All this, by the way, you can take them in together and put them in one tape, collect them and put them in one tape and keep playing it. If you do that, wonder what happened. In 1 month maximum, you memorize all of them. And the last 10 verses from Surah Al-Baqarah and the last 3 chapter of Quran. And the dhikr in the morning, dhikr at night, protect your eyes, protect your ears, protect your tongue. Protect your tongue from talking in anything rather than something belong to Allah. Do not really engage in something you're not sure about it. Do not argue with someone. Do not fight with someone. Do not try to show off in your talk. Try to be in a state of humble. Always think about your intention before you talk. Do not curse anyone or insult anyone. None. Save your tongue from anything rather than Allah. Do not curse the dead. Do not call anyone anything in their absence, even the kafir. Do not laugh too much. Do not put people down in a laughing manner. Do not lose any secret. Somebody save it with you. Do not betray the amana, the trust. Try to avoid lying. The only accepted lie, we know it. And do not talk in different way with different group of people. By this way, you're coming in the day of judgment with two tongues and two faces. Meaning always have one face, one quality, one everything. Do not talk about your wife or your family outside your house or to nobody. Do not sing and dance. Do not swear by Allah without truth. Do not swear by Allah or by any other things except Allah. Do not curse the rooster. Do not curse the time. Do not curse the wind. Do not curse the fever. Do not curse the weather. Do not be witness in a wrong action. Do not swear something is a lie. Do not make it easy for those who are having innovation and go against Allah. Do not make it easy for them. Meaning do not be associated with them or do not be kind to them. No, let them know what's going on. Do not complain about food. Do not ask support except from Allah. Do not ask for and rely in others than Allah. Save your stomach from forbidden things. Do not eat from haram money, forbidden money. Do not eat the price of a dog. I used to know a Muslim in Abu State. He has a dog shack. He trained dog and prepare them and he sell them. And he make a lot of money. Do you know how many time I give them the news? I give them the evidence? You cannot sell and buy dog. It's forbidden. And the money of the dog is forbidden to eat from it. It's almost like pork and alcohol. Similar, exactly. And similar to people who sell themselves, male or female, is forbidden. And the money is forbidden. And protect your private part. Protect yourself from homosexuality. Protect yourself from having an affair or having something with somebody is not belong to you. Protect yourself from having something with animal. Protect yourself from having any intimacy with a woman in her own period. Also, is not allowed for a female to touch herself or a male to touch himself. Meaning touching the private part with the intention of having certain pleasure is forbidden and one of the door of shaitan. Save your hand from helping or causing any damage to a Muslim. Saving your hand from killing a Muslim or stealing. Also saving your hand by not shaking a hand of a female, because as a Muslim we're not allowed to shake the hand, male or female, is forbidden. No man shakes the hand of a female and no female shakes the hand of a male. Until it is one of the muhram. meaning the one you cannot marry. For men, do not wear gold. Do not play like chess or card or something like that, and anything which is actually losing your time. Now, how to protect the house? Protecting the house by giving salam and say Bismillah when you enter. Protecting the family by giving salam to them. Protecting yourself by giving always Bismillah before you eat. In your food and in things, in the water and the drinking. Always be in a state of, or try to recite Quran the maximum you can. Get away from the house all the picture and statue or a dog. And also is any bell or anything making ringing noise. Do extra nafl the maximum you can. Always recite La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah and remember what it means. And always remember the dua. Bismillah. Cover your hand in your face. When you make your, always make adhan if you feel, you know, upset or something, to get the shayateen out. And always be in a state of dhikr in different things. Meaning, get a book about all the dhikr, all the dua, all the prayer in different conditions. When you get in the car, when you get out of the car, when you enter the house, when you get out of the house, when you enter the bathroom, when you come out of the bathroom, when you go to the bed, when you come out of the bed, is many a hadith about that. And you take one by one and you start learning. You know? Take one by one and start learning. You know you cannot have all this over time. Take one thing at a time and start build it. Now I went to it quick because I do not want to take a lot of time of you. Because every one of this, we can go to one topic at a time. About anger, about this, about that. But actually, believe it or not, you can buy a book called Riyadu Salihin. It has all this inside. You can buy a book called Mishkatul Masabih. You have all this inside. It's a mini book. It gives you all this and you can read them by yourself. And start implementing one at a time. I know you cannot memorize all of it. You cannot do all of it, but start. This is the topic of jinn and shayateen. And the topic of sihr, I can give it to you witchcraft quick. Sihr is all kind. The sihr start from Bani Israel in Babel. Babel in Iraq. And at this time, if we remember at the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, what they used to do? They used to worship stars. By this way, sihr, witchcraft, is connected to stars, connected to things, and they believe if your soul connected to some of this creation, it can control you. It's all misconception done by whom? Shaitan. People who open the card. The psychic. All this shaitan. Let's see your star. You see what star will do and say about you today. By this way, they make you believe the star can do and don't. They make you believe the card can tell you the future. They make you, is all make you believe, but it's not true. What happens if they tell you something about you, deep down in you? You go, and you know, you have a tiny cut below your knee. You have it when you were young. you're right. How you know that? And you take a shower yesterday, and you did this, and you do not wear this. Oh, wow, how you know that? Is all, what is it? Anybody can tell me? Where did you get the information from? Jinn, shayateen. They have certain connection. Right away, they're not talking to the ball. They're looking to the crystal ball, but they're not looking to the crystal ball. It's a crystal ball, nothing inside. How is a crystal ball can know I fall down 15 years ago? And I have a cut, and I said, oh, mommy, you know? And I want this place, and that. They will give you an ultimate detail in your life. Unbelievable. Where does he get it from? Everybody has shayateen. And these people, what they do, if the people connected to shayateen, they can say, excuse me, so-and-so is coming. Give me some information. And they whisper into the person. So-and-so in the front of you, her name is such and such. She has a cut in this area. She divorced a couple of months. She has a kid this a year. He has a problem in his eye. And you, oh, she know. And now she start giving you all whatever she want. And, oh, she know. She tell me about things unbelievable. She know. I was afraid she tell me about this and that. Or is a hocus pocus. She give you a, like, if you go to Chinese restaurant and they give you this, what do you call it? Fortune cookie? If you read it, connect some of them and read them. It's similar. A very beautiful word can come and match anyone. They specialize in that. Oh, this month is a little bit tough, but you will be fine. The lucky number so and so. Last month was not good for you, but in the future something is good is coming. It's all a beautiful wording. It's almost like to drug you. Yeah, billion, no. No, we call it millionaire. Anyway, any question? Any concern about the topic of shayateen, topic of jinn, topic of sihr? Can anybody harm you? Yes, by the will of Allah, for a trial. Because this topic is similar to disease. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, test us to see where are we going? Who we seek help from, who we rely on.
You mentioned in this last segment here that you can if you feel upset, you can call the azan.
Yes.
Can female call the azan too?
No. She can call the azan, but quietly. Not loudly. Can the female call the azan? No. Female is not allowed to call the azan loudly. But what we say in here, if somebody in the house and he feels some problem, azan, one of the things, azan makes shayateen run away. If you feel fear or weak or whatever, make wudu, make two rak'ah, ask Allah to protect you. Say the name of Allah. Can calculate the name of Allah in your heart. Ask Allah. Surrender to Allah. Allah will take care about you. Any question?
Can shaitan have the power to take life?
No. But what happened is, shaitan can attack. It's almost like somebody attack you. Or put a gun in your head. Is a person take your life? No. A person was a tool. But it's written this way. Similar, for example, the lady we talk about it. If the shaitan coming every night to strangle her and beat her up over and over again, the person is weak, the person is state of fear. One of these days, the shaitan can keep strangling you and the person go to, anxiety attack and finished. Is shaitan kill you? Yes, kill you. By the will of Allah. As a trial. Do you think when a person, for example, I went to do da'wah in jail almost 7 years ago, and I find a man, a young man, he took five baby and burned them.
barbecue them. Five baby, and he barbecue five baby. Now why a person do like that? If you really sit down with these people, you find these people is possessed. Because no any human being can do such things. You find the high criminal, they really possessed. Look at the way he acts, the way he look. By the way, let me tell you something from my experience. One of the ways to know if a person really possessed is sometime if you really know the person, you will find the eye. The way the person look is different. The person sound, the tone of voice is different. The attitude and personality of the person is completely different. You never go to change all of our overnight, nothing or overnight. By this way, once you go to extreme change, without no notice and without no time, something is deep wrong. A person loves to be alone. He doesn't like company. Is a problem. All this is a symptom of those who will be possessed. Or when he sit down, he or she quiet, don't talk, is dangerous. The always a person who will be possessed is a symptom before. His eating is not good, his sleeping is not good. The person sleep alone, he is eating alone, he's staying alone, he loves to be alone. It's dangerous. Yeah, wudu, not voodoo. Big difference.
You have to do it before you go say
anything. Sure. Actually, sometime you might need to take a quick shower to wake up. Especially in the summertime.
What happens if shaitan eat from your food?
He will become strong. What happens if shaitan eat from your food? He will become strong. It's a funny story, but I heard it from one sheikh. And it's not funny. Two shaitan meet each other. One very skinny, one mashallah, very good, healthy, very chubby, mashallah. And the chubby one, he asks the skinny one, what happened to you? You look skinny, you look very weak. He said, what about you? You, full. What going on with you? Now, the full one, he said, every time my friend go, he will not give salam to his family. According, if we remember what we talk about it, if you do not give salam, and you enter the house and you said, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. As-salamu alaykum ya ahl al-bayt. Give salam to people. What happened if nobody there? It still give salam. Because by the constitution between us and them, once you give salam to the house, even if nobody there, shaitan, where you shaitan will be? Waiting outside. If you start eating and said Bismillah, where is your shaitan? He will not be eating with you. If you put your clothes on, when you put your clothes on, you put the right hand side first and left hand side the second. When you take your clothes off, how you take it? Left first and right second. When you wear your shoes, right and left. When you take it off, left and right. If you follow the sunnah in all that, what the sunnah meaning at this time? Protection. Once you are protected, how shaitan will get you? You see? How shaitan will get you? Now the another one, the skinny one, he replied. He said, when my friend coming, he said, Salamu alaykum. I have to stay outside in the weather. You see? And when he put his clothes on, he said, Bismillah, I cannot wear any clothes. By this way, he always be denied all the major thing, because he's your companion. And Allah make it this way. Don't forget, who give us a prescription of surviving and success in this life and hereafter? Allah. You follow the prescription by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will be fine. Read. You start reading, you will find out.
So the shaitan that you're talking about is your personal companion?
Yes. But don't forget, you see how it works? It works step by step. If you do not work against your own shaitan, wonder what happened. He will have friends. And the friend have friends. And not now you have one shaitan, you have a group of shayateen. Exactly. By this way, is according to whom you are with, what you're doing, how you're dealing with your time. Either you have a good army of shayateen with you, or good army of angel with you. We talked about this in the past, you remember? Very simple. Very simple. This why, if you value your own angel, can you be sometime in a state of obedience, sometime not? You're asking for trouble. Because angel, once he see you in a state of disobedience, they tell you, Assalamu alaikum. We cannot be with you. You disobey Allah. Once your angel leave, who will be with you? Your own shayateen. They said, excuse me, you are lonely. We are your friend. We will never leave you alone. And now they coming and occupy you. And they go first the heart. If the heart full of Allah, the heart Allah love Allah, the heart fear Allah, the heart full of taqwa, the heart won't obey Allah. Wonder what happened? His heart is full of angels, light, obedience. Once you have the heart full of that, wonder what happened. You have a lot of angel, you have a lot of companion, you have a lot of friend. But if you love material, if you keep gossip, if you love this and that, your heart is dirty. Shayateen will say, MashaAllah, we have a garbage heart. Let's go. What's the difference between the heart of a Muslim and the heart of a hypocrite? The Muslim has iman. Some once in a while he became weak. He make istighfar, ask Allah to forgive him, and he go back and repent. The heart of the hypocrite, he acting like a believer, but inside he love his own habit and customs and his dirty things. This why is very important to learn how to steadfast. Otherwise, we are always a loser. Whatever, what good deed we do, we erase it by our own action. Because the way you see it, shaitan is a thief. He really a thief. He won't really destroy you and, you know, steal you. Steal you in this life and steal you from hereafter by make you a loser. What about envy? I talk about it in the past. How you know you are envy or not? Look at your eyes. Look at why you look to other. Why you look to the houses. Why you look to car. Why you look to another female. Why you look to another male. Why you always compare. This is a state of sickness. We have to get rid of it. Because I should be a state of contentment with Allah. Whatever Allah give me, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All this take what? Knowledge. Knowledge is the light. It takes the darkness away. Any question, any concern?
In terms of sensuality, reports that we hear about, for example, in nunneries, where nuns are in seclusion and they become pregnant and they report that they're being possessed by someone or a handsome someone. Mm-hmm. This is real.
Okay, the problem is here, when she said the nun alone, in what do you call it? Sanctuary? or a nunnery or something, and you live alone, and all of a sudden the nun is pregnant, and they said you're possessed by jinn or something. Is this true? We do not know.
I'll actually give birth.
We know they can join us in any time. Also is, according to some knowledge, is a person when you see a wet dream, male or female, or you see or you feel in the time of sleeping, you're having intimacy with someone. According to some good scholar of Islam in the early days, he said, stop it. Don't continue. Because if you continue, you continue with shaitan. It's not a dream, a dream. It's shaitan. And if you do it, as soon or later, he will like it. And he will keep coming. You like it, and he like it. You're asking for trouble. Now, how you stop it? Very simple. If you have a dream and you're thinking you really have intimacy with someone and you are almost in an action or an urge or whatever, stop it. Control yourself and stop it. If you stop it one time, two times, three times, it after a while it will disappear. And this particular dream, it will not show up again. If you do not do that, this dream will show up over and over again. And before you know it, you will become a habit. And this can destroy you, as soon or later. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Because this is actually a beginning of a relationship. Not from your end. You do not know what's going on, but it is a relationship. And if he like you, you will be in trouble. You see it. Like 2 weeks ago, we was one sister, and she complained. Once in a while, she get beat up. Beat up. And she has blue mark in her arm and in her legs. And like somebody really, you know, what do you call it? What do you call it? Pinching. Pinching really hard. And she has that for over now how many years? Long time. Almost 10, 15 years or whatever. And even she has this experience in foreign country. And now she have it here. Imagine, mashallah, he's coming over. You see, they have no border.
Visa.
Is there no visa, no passport, no plane ticket? No, I'm serious. By this way, male or female, be careful. Don't look to yourself in the mirror. Some female love to get naked and look to herself in the mirror. Or even some male. Don't do that. Don't try to figure out what you have and what you do not have. Cover yourself. It's not a game.
Do you want to record it a day or at night?
Every time.
Because I was taught by my mom, during the night, for not to look at the mirror. Get into your bed. Don't call me here in the mirror at night.
No. I'm talking about in here, certain thing. When you look in the mirror, is a dua when you look in the mirror. If you look in the mirror, you have to make dua. What is a dua? Oh Allah, give me good manner the way you perfected my good shape. Allahumma hassan khuluqi kama hassanta khalqi. Allahumma ahsan khalqi kama ahsanta khalqi. Oh Allah, give me the best manner the way you perfected my good looking. Many things. The more you protect yourself by having manner and learning, the more you will be in a safe place. Always. What happened to you? You said the topic is important. No question, no concern.
You answer a lot.
Really?
Yes, I had questions and I was just making lines as you answered them.
Believe it or not, I escape a lot. Because I find you guys really... Because what I said, actually you can go to detail and explain it. What happened when you get anger? You make wudu. What happened in your food? You go read about the manner of eating. What happened when you go to sleep? You sleep in the right hand side. What happened when you cook? Stay in wudu. Rotate in the right hand side. You know? Learn to do dhikr in a time of wudu, in a time of cooking. Purify your intentions at the time of cooking. By this way, you do not cook because you won't be miss cooking, or as a famous Guyanese cooker, or whatever. No. You won't do it for Allah. You know? If you do it for Allah, Allah would barakah. If you do it for your own self and your own fame and name, maybe you open a restaurant in the future, you know? And wonder what happened. Any given time, either you have shaitan or you're having who? Angels. Even when you eat, why are you eating? You're eating to build up your energy to say, to work for Allah and worship Allah more. Why even you having intercourse or intimacy with your wife? Because you want to please her for Allah, by this way she come down. Why you want to have something with your husband? By this way he come down. And doing that with the intention for Allah, you get reward. You be in a state of worship. Everything according to our intention. Why you sleep? To have rest, to able to continue your mission. What's the mission? To go nuts? No. The mission is to spread the word of Allah. To be the representative of Allah in earth by having good manner and good conduct. Learning from the map Allah sent it to us, the Quran and the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have a duty. By this way your life can be in a state of worship and you have fun too. Yes, you get married, you have these children. Why you have a children? Oh, my child is bigger than you. He's 33 pounds, your child is 15 pounds. You know? I have him, what do you call it? Cartier, you do not have it from 7-Eleven, whatever. No. You see, what happened is our goal. Why we have a child? We have a child to follow the Khilafah in earth. To have kids. This kids will be the generation and carrying of Islam. According to what we put in their heart, this is what they will be in the future. We take care about the body, we take care about what they eat, we take care about how big they are, but how the heart is. It doesn't matter how tall they are, how weak they are, how strong they are, how fat they are, how skinny. No, what matter is the heart. What we really feed their heart. Yes. Okay, why or what happened if I try to follow and the member of the family do not try or is not in the stage we're trying and now I'm in a hardship. Some member trying, some member do not try. The calamity has to continue. What the calamity has to continue? Because if the environment against you, it builds strength in you, not weakness. People think it's weakness, no, it's strength. And also Allah to teach you patience, to teach you surrender, to teach you relying in Allah, to teach you who's the doer, not you, to teach you you have a duty to give da'wah in a nice manner, to teach you to be generous, to make dua for them, to remember the generosity of Allah who give you guidance. You think you have it? You did it to yourself? Because sometimes today we think I'm the one who guided. No. Allah give me guidance. And if Allah give me guidance, I should be patient of those who did not get the same thing like me. Where am I when I was not guided? This is very important. Once you understand that, you will not be harsh and you will not be rough and you will not be fast. This reminds me by something so beautiful. I forget to share it with all of you. I remember it only last night. Something so beautiful. So beautiful, one of the most beautiful gift Allah gave me to me. 5 years ago, I was going to California the first time in my life. And where? San Francisco. I hate it. I didn't want to go. But I went for in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just to give da'wah. One day in a suburb of San Francisco, I think it was called Oakland, if my memory is correct. Wonder what happened. A man came to me almost like half an hour, 45 minutes before Maghrib in Ramadan, and told me, please, you have time? I said, yes. I said, I want you to come with me. I said, where? He said, I want you to come to see two of my customers. I work as a person who sells fish. And I live in here for almost 25 years. And this two customer is one of my customers for 25 years. I sell them fish. And I won't give them da'wah. I said, where is he are? He said, from America. I said, okay, let's go. He took me to these people. And just before arriving, I asked him what's the condition. He said the man in the late 70s. And the woman in early 80s. And the woman, she has stroke twice. And she's completely paralyzed in a chair with all the equipment. I said, what do you want to do? He said the woman can only read eyes movement, and she can hear sometime, but she cannot talk. I said, how I give her a da'wah? He said, her husband with her for some time, and he can communicate with her. You give her husband da'wah, and her husband give her da'wah. I said, is her husband is a Muslim? He said, no. I said, she's a Muslim. He said, no. Now we close to the house. I never been in a situation like this. I said, Allah, you are the door. I'm here for a reason. Look how Allah works. Here am I. I'm going to give da'wah in my heart to a woman. She hear little bit, and she only can talk by her eyes. In the late 80s. With the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know what happened? She embraced Islam. How I know? I give her da'wah and I advise her to embrace Islam. And I ask her husband, what do you think? And what she said? She said, okay. I invite her to embrace Islam by her heart because she cannot talk. Do you know the moment she embraced Islam? She started crying. I asked her husband, what she tell you? He said she did not talk, she just crying. And after that, her husband embraced Islam. Not even a few weeks, she died. Now think about a man, he's selling fish for 25 years, but he worry about one of his customers to enter Islam. And look at their condition. And look what Allah allow a person living in New York to go to California, to be in this masjid at this time, to the person coming, put in his heart, look the planning of Allah above any plan. What we learn from that? Leave it to Allah. You only want, Allah wants from us one thing, intention. Why does a person do that if he doesn't ache for these people? Why Allah will open the heart? You know what he tell me? He tell me, I always think about them, but I do not know what to do. Look how Allah work. This is we have to inculcate in our heart. You heard about when Iblis said to whom? To Nuh alayhi salam? Two things he destroyed with him, mankind. Envy and long hope. What else? You remember when Zakaria alayhi salam asked him, which one you love most, which one you hate most? He loved what? He loved most the believers stingy. And he hate most the sinner, the generous one. Because he know, if you have a good quality, this good quality as soon or later will take your hand to Allah and to the mercy of Allah. And vice versa. If you have a bad quality which Allah hate, like stingy, whatever who you are, Allah will take you. Because Allah hates stingy. Think how much we did for Islam, how much we did for ourselves, how much we think about Islam, how much we do for ourselves. This why, inshallah, with the will of Allah, next period, next 2 or 3 weeks, 1 month, whatever, I want you to sit down with yourself. Forget about our session. See what you're doing, what you want to gain. Build up yourself. Because sometimes you have to cook yourself by the will of Allah alone. Because it's easy in an environment to keep going back and forth. But what's the result of that? Imagine you keep taking vitamin, and after that you said, I'm weak. What's the benefit of vitamin if you keep crying, I'm weak? Something is wrong. By this way, inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to build sincerity, inshallah, and benefit from what we hear, and try to reach. And one of the ways to reach, if you involve and engage, if you feel you benefit, share it with others. Have your heart aching. Do not be sitting with any guest in the house unless you want, give them something. Do not lose your time in the phone for nothing. Do not lose your time visiting other for nothing. Always set intention. Even between you and Allah, say, oh Allah, send me customer, Ya Allah. Let me have something in this earth before I leave, Ya Allah. Very important. You do that, you will see what Allah will give you. And don't be busy about material. Material come and go. Don't be stupid. We were stupid for a long time. You won't continue? You see? What's the benefit of knowledge if we are not going to implement it in our life and live it? I can keep talking and you keep listening. There's no value of me talking and listening until we implement it. All the rest of the detail I said or I was talking about it, you can get it from any book, like I said, like Riyadu Salihin. Those who have it, alhamdulillah. Those who do not have it, you can ask Sister Shariza. Sister Shariza will show you where you get it from. And you can make a phone call and find out, and you go and buy it, or even you can send money, many things. But start, act, do. Do not be surrendered to yourself and your own habit and custom. Do not be surrendered to America and the style of life. No, we are a slave to Allah. And this, unless we inculcate it, any question, any concern? You see what happens when you eat too much? Everybody's quiet. You have? You should. You guys today, I was thinking you want to beat me up with all kind of question and concern. What about you coming over time?
Yeah, well, we ask some questions, but as he says, as you ask a few to educate yourself,
mashallah.
Too much to argue, you know.
Yeah. By the way, alhamdulillah, this topic is solid now. You understand it?
I have more questions.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, Sihr is famous by different format. Can you describe some of this format? Okay. Number one, MashaAllah, you remind me because I actually drift and I forget. May Allah reward you, inshaAllah. JazakAllah kul khair. We talk about sihr. Sihr has many formats. Now let's go step by step. Anyone try to help you or try to give you something written or say it to you by language you do not understand, don't do it. Anyone write a piece of paper has too many square or number, and even if it has reciting Surah Yasin or whatever, or the name of Allah, don't take it. Because some of these people mixing sihr with Quran, and they do that as a possessed, to make you believe they are following Quran, but they not. Don't be possessed with a person, how big the beard, how famous, how pious he is. A lot of people do that, and they still, they are trapped, and they cannot talk. By this way, number one, you do not seek the help of someone who doing certain thing like that. Number, square, certain shapes, writing in a certain paper, or certain things. If it is Quran, only Quran and pure Quran. No Quran upside down. No backward Quran. No verses before verses. Because one of the things you do, even if they write Quran, the shaitan can tell them, urinate over the Quran. Or get a blood from a woman and put blood over the Quran. Or writing with the blood. The main thing is to make najasa. And you do not know. Now you have a piece of paper, written something in it. Close it. And he give it to you in a bag. Do you know what you carry? You carry najasa. And you carry something also. You carry shirk and kuf. And disgrace. Disgrace to the word of Allah. Exactly. Do you know or you do not know? You are responsible. Because nobody can get help from shaitan unless he do kufr and shirk. One of the ways, they make them take a Quran and walk in their feet. Put a Quran in their feet, under the slipper. You disgrace the Quran, we give you what you want. You do this, meaning they will ask you to do things against Allah, to completely deny Allah. The moment you do that, they will give you whatever you want.
I can remember when I was going to Mahersa.
Just one moment. By this way, this one of the ways. The another way is to use animal or a bird. What they do is they butcher it or they slaughter it for the name of certain shaitan to give it to them. But he will not tell you, no, we given it to Allah, but say by the name of so and so. Who's so and so? He's the one, he will help me. And sometimes he can give you a Muslim name to just deceive you, or a name you do not know. Sometimes they tell you, give me a hair of a person. Give me a sweat, a piece of clothes or sweat of a person. Anybody ask you for all this, you know something is wrong. Get me a chicken with this quality, how old she is, la la la. You go and you find the chicken, maybe $50, because a very weird chicken. You know? Yeah. Like what, very famous in Egypt, they give me the milk of a bird. A milk of a bird? Imagine to get a milk of a bird. How you get a milk of a bird? And how many milk does a bird have? If he has any. By this way, you always ask you certain things, very difficult. Or a money. Or to do something for them. Or to go to certain grave and do certain things. All this is different format. What about if they sit down and tell you, oh, we're going to talk the star, we're not dealing with anyone. We just number. We have the knowledge of number. Again, it's nonsense. For what? Ask for what? What you want it for? Tell me, what do you want it for? No, no, what do you want your date of birth and your name of mother?
If you have a calamity or if you're sick.
I understand. Why is he needed for? Ask. Because from Islam, from Sunnah, all you need is only maybe your name and your mother name to make dua. Oh Allah, give cure to so and so. Imagine I make dua, oh Allah, give cure to Shariza, date of birth. Oh Allah, I forget the date of birth. You know? Oh Guyana, what village? I forget the village. What month? No. You know? Is no, you ever heard about a dua between you and Allah and you have to give the date of birth? Oh Allah, social security number 128, 103. Oh, I forget the last four digit. You see, this all is a game. It's a game. You see, it's very dangerous. And don't forget, the majority of people who will tell you will help you and will help you. Actually, they're dealing with some kind of a jinn.
Well, why don't they help themselves?
What's that?
Why don't they help themselves?
What do you mean? Exactly, because it's a reality. Yes. Nobody can help nobody. Nobody can help nobody. And even if Allah allow it to happen, is a trial for the person and for you. Because don't forget, if you study this topic, it's so dangerous. If you start, you cannot get out. Yes. Again, using the jinn. You remember the jinn can fly? They can go from east to west in a split of a second?
I'm talking about the human.
I understand. By this way, a shaitan can come and say, the person can tell him, carry me from here to here. Boom! He's in Japan. Hey, up! In India. Oh, he's a biased man. We saw him in Mecca and we saw him in India in a few hours. You see, it's very famous. It's very famous. Doesn't mean he is a pious man. He's dealing with shaitan. The majority, I'm not saying all of them, but the majority, the big majority. Okay? By this way, anybody will do anything with you, the Prophet ﷺ, he gave already the recipe. Don't hear and don't accept, except by language you understand and either Quran or Hadith. Anything mixed and all of a sudden he talk with language you do not understand, excuse me, forget it. Oh, this is an old language belong to this and it mean. Don't give me meaning. I do not know. You can tell me whatever you want. Very important. People of voodoo. Don't forget, sihr is different. Voodoo, the one in Latin America and Haiti, which they're using to sacrifice. They can sacrifice a girl. They can sacrifice an animal. And you will not know. In France, they do it too. Believe it or not. France has over almost 3 to 10 million people involved in sihr. Almost a third of the population. And it's causing a lot of problem. In Africa, you have the Egyptian first sihr. You remember all these mummies and all this? Because actually, according to the early knowledge, Egyptian first was master in sihr. Which is a sihr can live for many thousands of years. Because witchcraft can be active 1 day, 2 day, 1 week, 1 month, 2 months, years. Very few sihr can stay for a long time. Sihr stay for a long time, meaning very powerful. And this people was master. We talk about the people in Babel, in Iraq, by the Jewish people, the Israelite people. And Allah talk about them in Quran. We talk about it, Harut and Marut. Egyptian too, they have a different kind of sah. What happened is different method, different technique, different using different shayateen, different tribe of shayateen. People do not know what is going on. And different group using different deceiving, different name and title, you remember? The Persians used to use it, even in the battlefield. They have a big banner, and it has many squares, has all kind of number, and written in gold in certain way, and they defeated. They used to call the stars. You're not calling the stars. A star do not talk to you. The person, he's talking to his own shaitan. But instead of saying, I'm calling my shaitan, I'm calling my star. You see? And even in America, you see a lot of it in the TV. And he said, unknown power. They have a school in California. They call it the school of the spirit, okay, training. Because don't forget, sometime to do certain things, you have to ask you to do certain things. Sit down here. Don't do nothing for 2 days. What do? They make you slave. By the way, who's the commander? Who's the master? Who's the slave? You are. Eat this, don't eat that. Get a chicken feet and eat one chicken feet from here and throw one in this area. They will ask you certain weird things. You do not know. We eat chicken feet normal, soup, every week. But different style, Guyanese style.
Is there some kind of witchcraft which passes down from generation to generation? Or let's say someone is dying. You may not be okay with this within there. You probably would have heard like what Ojai. And like if the person is dying, they pass the curse on to somebody else.
Passing the curse over somebody else. Yes, you can. Sure. But again, only by the will of Allah. Because usually what happens is, I was talking to Sister Frida about that, is the way is a good deed. If you are a good deeder, Allah put the seed of goodness in your family. If you have a corrupted soul, this corrupted soul always, you are fed it to your own generation. You understand me? By this way, what happened if some family get cursed or whatever by witchcraft? Meaning the iman is very weak, Muslim or non-Muslim. Very weak. Meaning they are vulnerable of attack. Now the person who did this to them, he can go and renew the contract. Because they have contract between them and shaitan. I do this to you, you do this to me tomorrow. This is why you find most of these people, they die with bad diseases. Unknown disease. Very, very dangerous diseases. Or unknown accident. Unknown burning. You see? Always you find out they die in a very mysterious ways. And again, do not possess with the person how he look like. How many prayer he do, how many hajj, doesn't matter. Because don't forget, again, once a person start, he cannot get out. They can beat you up if you try to get out. They can make your life miserable. Where is Allah now? Allah will leave you as a trial of what you done. Because you remember the main concepts? We believe in Allah. We belong to Allah. Allah protect us. And send a protection by a protection angel. A protector angel. If we do not do that, Allah send his protector. Now we become like what the devil said. We become like toys. Like a ball in a toy hand. Like a boy. A boy can do whatever he wants in a ball. This is similar to what's happening to us. The more you are close to Allah, from my experience in my life, most of these people are very weak. Weak in Iman. Or they have some disease. Or like I tell you, trapped. Get away. Just get away. And like something very important. We know now what's going on. Get away. Do not put your nose in it. And do not be scared. Scared of what? Allah is the door. Nothing can happen to us without the will of Allah. This is the belief of the believer. The jinn is a slave of Allah exactly like us. Allah can make us the upper hand. Allah can make us the lower hand. According to what? The state of obedience and a state of surrender and submission and a state of love and fear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What kind of a Muslim if I fear people? I remember my father, may Allah give him mercy in my grave. He taught me something. He told me, Ahmed, even if you do not remember nothing, you have one word is enough. And I did it. Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. He said, if you said this in your heart with complete faith, Allah will give you according what you have in your heart. What's that? And also similar Ayatul Kursi. You do not have to. You see, I give you all today all kind of lists of things. It's good. This one of the expert people know. But what happened if I'm ignorant but I'm really close to Allah? You can say, oh Allah, protect me. Allah will protect you. If you said Allahu Akbar, Allah can burn any shaitan with this word. If you recite Surah Al-Fatiha, will protect you. Qul Allah will protect you. Qul A'udhu Rabb Al-Falaq. Whatever you know, even if you do not know, even if you are in a state of sleeping, you feel somebody tight you up and start beating you up. You're screaming, nothing happened. What you do? In a state of your heart, call Allah.
That's true.
What's that?
I think that is a true fact.
What? Is enough.
I have had that in me a very long time.
Yeah.
I believe in Allahu Akbar.
Allah yaftah alayk.
And even if I fall asleep and I may have nightmare and so on, I say Allahu Akbar. The most I would say about 3 times and
finished. Yes.
It's true. I can.
Yes.
I verify that.
But the only thing is to say it with a really, really true belief and faith and conviction. And this is what we have to build. Allah is a door, not any creature. You know? This is what you do not find somebody really possessed with a, oh, I do not know what to do. I cannot talk about it. You always find the person in the passive. Passive is very dangerous. Very dangerous. Allah elevate us. He give us strength. Don't make yourself weak. Anyway, we're coming too late, and alhamdulillah, I think we covered it. Any question? Okay.
Yes. I know we discussed it in the past, but just for the benefit of those who may view the state, can you talk about how the those people who try to capture the shaitan of a person after his death?
Okay.
Okay,
some people die. The question, some people die, some people gather and said, let's get the soul of the dead and talk to it. It's all nonsense. The soul belongs to Allah. What they doing? They get the qareen, meaning the shaitan of the person. And shaitan of the person can imitate the voice, can imitate the picture. And all of these people in a small room, they keep doing it. I have some experience by myself. By the time they tell you, oh, he came, it's almost close to Fajr. Meaning I'm really 80% or 90% sleeping. All night, you're doing all kind of voodoo or all kind of talk or all kind of voices. Meaning there always is some conspiracy in it. By this way, it's not true and it's forbidden. And these people dealing with jinn, they do not dealing with soul. Soul belongs to Allah. Nobody can bring the soul back and deal with the soul, let it go visit, ask where is the money, who gets the inherited, who kill whom. No. You're getting the shaitan. Okay? Very important. Is no such a Muslim do that. Because we not allowed. Okay? Yeah.
Could the shaitan always be in that grave?
No. Is the shaitan will be always in the grave with the person who died? No. He will be with him until the moment of going to the grave. Finished. And also he will try to give him a trial inside the grave. But not always. No. After the trial, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either he have the angel of mercy or the angel.